WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
All right, there we go. Good morning.
Don't blame it.
I'm going to blame it on the system. I'm going to blame it on the system.
For God's sake.
I went to hit one button, and I hit a different button. Sorry, Billy Squire. Ah, screw it.
So what do you mean? You're not in here spinning records?
Yeah, there's not real records in there. No. So we have this option where I can change to another element, and it's right by the next button. Mm-hmm. If you hit the next button, it jumps to the next thing without any kind of warning.
You know, I was really into that song.
I feel bad. I just cut off Billy Squire. Nobody cuts off Billy Squire.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Anyway.
Nobody makes Billy bleed his own blood.
So should we just do, get it started now, I guess?
I guess.
Right. Here we go. Anyway, it's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go check them out. They got some great new menu items, like the Big Joe. Check out some new pizzas that they have, like the bacon, lettuce and tomato pizza, the chicken barbecue ranch, the barbecue chicken. Dude, they got it all.
You know what they're not doing?
What?
Giving you half slices.
You son of a bitch.
Like you're giving half songs.
That was like 3/4 of a song. You shut your mouth. Go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria, M139. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
925-WIRX. You can comment on Facebook. What phrases are you really sick of hearing? I got one.
Yeah.
That's sorry, not sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. It's like, okay.
Reese's Pieces now?
Oh, they do say that. You know what? Knock it off. Because you know what it makes it sound? It's kind of like...
You're kind of an ass.
You're a dick. I'm like, sorry, not sorry.
It's like... it was their Halloween commercial for a while. It was like...
You're right. And now they got it for the Reese's Pieces, don't they?
Yeah, they like to, like, don't give anybody any... Sorry, not sorry.
It's kind of
a dick thing
to say. And people think it's okay to tag, like, something ridiculous with that. Like, you know, I like to leave my shopping carts just wherever. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a dick.
You're a piece of trash.
So, yeah, I'm sick of hearing that phrase. We need to wipe it from our vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, not sorry. You're a dick. We got some comments on Facebook. Tracy hates the phrase, are we having fun yet?
Uh-oh.
We're having fun.
No, actually.
Usually people ask that when they can tell people aren't having a good time.
It's like it's usually breaking the silence too.
Yeah, we
having fun yet?
No.
Yeah.
We quit trying to force us to have fun.
Yeah.
I didn't want a beer in the first place.
Karen,
not having a good time.
You having fun though?
I'm not having a good time at your toddler's birthday party. Mark Ives said the phrase he hates hearing is free shipping. There's no such thing. Somebody pays.
Somebody pays for it.
To be honest, when you think about it, like your Amazon Prime, is it really free shipping? You're paying the Prime fee. It says it.
I always like the, if you go over to eBay, you'll see it a lot.
Yeah.
It's $12.99, but $32.99 for shipping. It's like, I know what you're doing.
I know exactly what you're doing. Just have the regular price.
You know, for the longest time, I thought all of that shipping went towards shipping.
Yeah.
No, people are separating it and keeping half the shipping.
Yeah.
Because I never really shipped anything through, like, eBay or anything.
Yep.
My dad used to do it a lot. But then I realized, I'm like, why is the shipping, like, twice as much as the actual item? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're pocketing half.
Seriously, there's a lot of things I won't get if shipping is too much. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Forget you. But if you up the regular price and just keep shipping low, big, I can justify that.
Mm-hmm.
I can justify that. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What phrases or phrase are you really sick of hearing? Hey, we having fun yet, guys?
We having it. We're doing it.
More with your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day, and I swear I won't cut any songs off. Good morning. 747, Brock Hunter.
What's up, you ace?
You ace. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What phrase or phrases are you really sick of hearing? Hunter, what's yours so you don't forget it?
Why is this so hard for me to remember? I told you twice.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Let me think of it. Go ahead. I'll think of it.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
No. Read some answers.
I'll read some answers while you struggle. Jamie had a good one. It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
My mom says that all the time. It is what it is.
I am what I am.
Is it, though? Is it what it is?
I don't mind that one. It is what it is. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of like, we've accepted it.
Yeah. Is it, though? It's kind of like... you know, I don't really want to deal with it or think about it. I'll just think about it later. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I can't think of a solid answer right now. Yeah. It is what it is. phrases that you're sick of hearing. Whitley said your mom, and then he said, just kidding, that never gets old. That's true. Let's see. Jeff hates the phrase, everything has been crazy around here. I'll be honest, I'm guilty of that one. Like, when someone reaches out to me that I haven't talked to in a while, like, how you been? I'm like, ah, things are good, just kind of crazy around here, you know? Everyone, I think, kind of uses that as a catch-all phrase, which it's kind of easier than typing everything that's been going on, or it's better than saying, I got nothing really too crazy. People who say it's crazy around here really don't have anything crazy going on. You know what I mean?
I just thought of a new one.
Yeah? What do you got?
I just thought of a new one. And this one bothers me, and I want to put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
Because it's the most ridiculous common answer you'll ever hear. Not much, man. Just been working. I'm like, all right, so this conversation's going nowhere. I'll see you later. It's good seeing you.
How you been? I've just been working.
Not much, man. Seriously, on a shirt. Not much, man. In the front, on the back. Just been working.
That is, it's
everybody says it. It is such a lazy way to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just working, man. All right.
It's a way to, like, not talk about yourself, but I don't know, give an answer.
It's an easy answer to get out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, you won't hear much from me after that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Not much, man. So you're basically saying you don't want to talk to me. All right. Cool.
Later, dickhead.
All right. Everybody's been working, bro.
We
got
all
anything
are.
Else? You have any hobbies?
No. Just been working.
Been fishing, maybe?
No. Just been working.
Just been working.
Nah, not much.
24 hours a day, huh? And nothing else.
Hey, just been working. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What phrase or phrases are you sick of hearing? Let's take a quick phone call before we take a break here and see what phrases you hate. WIRX, hello.
What's up, Plan B?
Hey, go ahead.
I hate that little phrase when I check my lotto tickets and says, sorry, not a winner. All the damn time.
One of these days, Glenn, you're going to win it big, buddy.
Hey, Brock, I bet you're sick of the same phrase after 6 years. You done already?
You bastard. How dare you know that about me?
Later, guys. I just figured.
Hey, very funny, Glenn.
Call you out, bro.
We'll be back. Good morning, 757 Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kit?
Here, Joey C's pizzeria topic of the day. What phrase or phrases are you sick of hearing?
Now, if you work at Joey C's or if you've worked at any business, you know, Brock, customer is always right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love that phrase.
Why? It's not true.
Because I'm a customer.
And you're always right.
And I'm always right.
No, that's a bunch of crap. The customer is not always right. We need to get rid of that phrase. That is the most ridiculous. Dude, you know what? I used to work at Best Buy back in the day.
Yeah.
Customer's always right. It'd drive you nuts every single day. And on top of that, if somebody stole something and walked out the door, you can't say, touch, do nothing to them. You just got to let them go.
I wish I would have known that. They would have stole way more stuff.
Well, I mean, they're going to catch you know, down the road.
They're never going to catch me. No way. I'm too good.
Wasn't that sweet truck you got?
Juking some cops.
Customer is not always right, Brock.
I agree with you. The phrase, the customer is always right, is terrible.
And you know what? If you're a customer and you abide by that and you live for that, you're a piece of trash because you're not always right.
You suck, man. What about this one? Dawn said, I know, right?
I know.
I know, right?
I hate that phrase.
I know, right?
I hate that phrase.
I know, right? Arthur said, everything that rocks, everything in quotations. Hey, Arthur, shut the hell up. You're a customer and you're not always right.
Oh, you're tugging on Brock's.
Oh, because we're not playing Corpse's Doom. Shut up.
If you want to piss Brock off, there you go. That's how you do it.
Dude, you got to play some Cannibal. Play some Cannibal Death Killer.
Two things that'll piss Brock off.
Shut up.
And I'm going to tell the listeners just so they piss you off out on location.
Please do. Please do, because I love it. I love it.
Do you guys play like the same 10 songs all the time?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yes, we do. We play the same 10 songs all day.
It'll drive them nuts.
Your head is so far up your ass. That's why you can't hear the other songs that we're playing. The few moments when you pop your head out of there.
Anytime we're out on location and somebody says that, I kind of sink into my seat a little bit. And I just soak it up. Oh, here it comes. Here comes the devil out of Brock. I can feel the heat coming off of him.
Cody has an interesting one.
Yeah.
Cody, that's what she said. Is that a phrase? You know, I'm a little burnt out of it.
Yeah.
I am. I mean, it was so funny, but now it's just kind of like, I've switched over to title of your sex tape. That's a little bit better. It's a little bit better. Let's take a couple phone calls. What phrase or phrases are you sick of hearing? WIRX, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what phrase I really hate?
What?
It's my bad.
My bad. Yes,
every time a kid says that, they say my bad. I said, yes, you are.
My bad. My bad.
Apologize.
I love it, man. All right. Thanks for the call.
My bad.
Yep. See ya.
I actually cut that song off. My bad.